we're starting to look at actual programming and how we'll manage this facility. Dusk to Dawn is a good example, maybe during the summer, but during the winter time when dusk is at 5 in the afternoon, that's when the facility will kick in. So we'll still have activity within the building itself into the evening hours. But to help cover those costs, and we have a lot of representatives here, I have groups like the Friends of Lick Creek Park and the Rio Brazos Audubon Society that have already stepped up and said, hey, we would love to get involved in this facility and management of the facility. And by doing that, it helps us in several fronts. One, it adds to a lot more activity. And especially with this group, you have a lot of expertise in what they're talking about, plants, animals, insects, birds, you name it, they've got expertise. So that helps tremendously in offering programs that we're not having to hire people to offer to the public. So there's a huge savings there. Also, we're looking at allowing them to utilize the facility as a meeting space to hold their meetings and activities there. But that also means that we don't necessarily have to have staff on site all the time, that we could go into partnerships with these kinds of groups. So I think the $160,000 estimate is high, and we can do a whole lot better than that.